This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Could be Vegas, could be Nashville, San Antonio.
Sacramento.
Could be, well, maybe.
Montreal. Whatever they want. Montreal's good.
Is Montreal good? We need a team back in Montreal.
I think Montreal deserves a team. I mean, how does a major city like that not have a Major League Baseball team?
They sold well in Montreal. It was just getting a new stadium that caused them to move to the Nats.
Jeff, they used to let cats run around at night to take care of the business. When they were back at Olympic Stadium.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Either that or you can put out those plastic boxes and then, you know, pick them up at the end of the night.
It was so big. Olympic Stadium was just way too big. It made Cleveland Municipal seem tiny. Nice. Seemed like Jacobs Field. Nice.
They also couldn't get players to go there because all their kids were in French-speaking schools. So it was really difficult to get free agents.
All right, I'll buy that too. Yeah.
Valid point.
And a lot of cigarette smoking. I remember, like, it was all, everyone smoked everywhere, all over the place. It reminded me of being around here in, like, the, what, 80s? Everyone was smoking. Everyone.
And we'd like to thank everybody for that because we really love the ballpark and the arena.
That's true. Imagine if they had a Syntax in Montreal, they'd pay for that thing in, like, 30 seconds.
Be done. You'd have big cats.
It is really weird, though, that you've got a city that is so close to the American border with Montreal. I mean, how far is it from Vermont? It's hardly anything. And it feels like going to Europe when you go there. It's a really cool town.
Oui, oui.
Yes.
I've never been there.
Yes.
I'll go one day. It'll be fun.
Bring back Youppi. Youppi was awesome.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Youppi needs a home.
Okay.
And especially if you've ever seen the video where Tommy Lasorda gets Youppi thrown out of a game. It's an all-timer.
Oh, it is.
It's an all-timer.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
Shh. Get back on subject. Go. Don't talk about Youppi. Next thing you know, we'll be talking about gas tank.
I'm sorry, man.
Or a manager getting a mascot thrown out of a game, which happens all the time. When I signed up
for this gig.
I just see Jeff get so, like, on point sometimes.
Well, no. When I signed up for this gig, they said, you're going to talk sports. And though I like talking about other stuff from time to time,
yes.
I kind of figure they want us to get back to the sports from every once in a while.
Every once in a while, that's true. We could do 4 hours on gas tank stuff.
We're going to talk about gas tanks later on. Is that okay?
Oh, we are. All right. Well, then
says that right here.
See all the blue seats in
and
the ballpark?
And it was my idea. Yeah, I hate the blue seats.
You don't like the blue seats?
No, green baseball.
It's the grass. Why?
Big, warm, green hug. Nature.
Jeff is anti-blue seat at the ballpark.
Absolutely.
Wow. Really?
Absolutely anti-blue seat.
I mean, if
there's
a hill to die on, that's the last one I'm dying on.
Well, yeah, you didn't ask me to die on it. You just asked me if I liked the blue seats, and the answer is no.
The blue seats are
horrible. The green seats were phenomenal, and they changed them out.
Yeah, because they were only there for 25 years. It's about time.
Put in new green ones.
How about blue ones? Give it a little fresh feel.
Why do you need blue seats?
Why did you need green seats?
Because it made it feel natural.
Oh.
Green grass, you know, green
I've
seats.
Seen, you know,
I know the team wanted to go more with a team color in the seats.
Yeah, well, that would make sense, too. But I also think of the blue waters of the Caribbean when I think of these new blues.
Yeah, have you been to Lake Erie
so
lately?
So that is natural.
It's not the Caribbean.
I didn't ask. Caribbean.
Look it up. Go ahead, Andy. Google it here and
which
figure
one?
Out which way it is.
I think they're both
Caribbean
right.
Or Caribbean.
I thought they're both right, aren't they?
Probably so.
Dan, you break all ties.
Oh, yeah. Come to me for anything involving English.
All right.
Anthony, want in on that piece of that argument?
What did they say in Montreal?
It's Caribbean.
This little smart guy kid's on his way to something, isn't he? He's going to have a hell of a career.
I am Andre Lacroix, greatest player ever in the AHL. Caribbean. Ever.
Caribbean. Hey, Dano, hit the thing here, will you?
WHL, sorry.
Baskin and Phelps present The Race.
What is the fella's name on second base?
I don't know.
For second base.
Oh,
Andre Lacroix, let him play second base. He's a mean defenseman.
He can probably hit better than the guys who are in the race right now.
He was a one-time Colorado.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, that's where we are with second base.
I got to get back to.
So yesterday,
sorry.
All right, Guardians had a 4-0 win over Arizona. Okay, Bo Naylor, 2 home runs, 4 runs batted in. Unfortunately, he's not playing second base.
Deep sigh.
Juan Brito started at second base. You know, and Juan's the guy, when we started this thing, Andy, we thought he might be the guy. I mean, he has been in the top spot in the race for second base.
Yes.
So he started yesterday at second base. He hit 7th.
Uh-oh.
0-for-3 with a strikeout.
That will not get you back into first place.
His batting average, a robust .063.
Should we do a group sigh?
3, 2, 1.
Will Wilson took over. He went 0-for-1. Will's not in the race for second base. None of the other guys in the race for second base played last night. But Andy?
Yes, Mr. Blutarski, 0.0?
I think it's time. Our standings in the race for second base.
What?
The man in place to be the starter, we think, at the beginning of the season. We're not making a change here.
What?
No. It is still Gabe Arias, despite the fact that he's hitting all of 188.
We'll get it fixed.
Unlikely. 7 games, 16 at-bats for Gabe. I'm thinking he's playing today. Just sounds like Stefanski. It's really Kyle Shanahan. The number 2 man in the race for second base is now Tyler Freeman.
Oh, that's the shakeup. Okay.
Yep, that's the shakeup. Tyler Freeman's gaining steam, and he's gaining steam without even playing.
Boink!
That's a problem. He's gaining steam and not playing. He's hitting .400. But now I'm going to get back to this. Who are they giving the at-bats to? Who are they giving the starts to? It's Arias and it's Juan Brito, who drops to third with his .063 batting average. He, along with Arias, played in 7 games, 16 at-bats. Angel Martinez, he's hitting under .100. 7 games, 14 at-bats. And Travis Bazzana hasn't played lately. So he's hitting .143, 4 games, 7 at-bats. But I think Brito is failing so miserably in this opportunity that we have to drop him down a spot. 1 good game puts him right back in the number 2 spot. 2 good games, and Arias not having a good game might put Brito in the number 1 spot. That's how dismal the situation is at second base so far this spring. But it's only spring. You were just kind of hoping that somebody would say, yep, my gig, thank you. When do I begin?
It's not happening.
No, it's not happening.
We should, though, we should equate the position, like first, second, third, as we have these, with the Delta pledge class. Don't you think that'd be fair? So whoever's in the lead would be Kroger. Kroger had like the 1.2 GPA. So that would be the Kroger award winner. Yeah. Right?
I like that.
You like that? And so then the next one would be Dorfman, Kent Dorfman.
Fat, drunk, drunk and stupid. There's no way to go through that.
Yeah, so.
Who ended up working where?
Dorfman? Oh, here in Cleveland.
That's
as a gynecologist, like
No, he was a support counselor.
Is that what he was?
Eric Stratton was the gynecologist.
Oh, Eric Stratton got
that. I'm glad to meet you.
Yeah, so then the next one, I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. Or while I look at the script. Hoover was there, and he was the president. Bluto had 0.0, and
okay.
And the last one was.
Do I have to reel you in again?
Yeah, just a little bit. What's his D-Day? D-Day. D-Day didn't even take any, didn't even go to class.
Can't have nice things.
No.
D-Day ended up doing a lot of things.
He was in a lot of
acting
stuff.
Roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he never played the guy like he played in Animal House.
It was awesome when he took his fingers and could do William Tell Overture. Yeah, that was really good.
That was really pretty good.
That should have been worth some money somewhere down the road. What'd you think?
He got a lot of acting gigs.
He would have got. He didn't
look anywhere near like the bad guy that he looked like in Animal House.
No.
Tanner Bibee made his first start yesterday.
I know. Very
excited
about
that. He went
3. And?
3 strikeouts, one walk. He did just great.
Want to ask for anything more? And then one.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask for something more. You know what I want to ask for?
4 strikeouts.
Former second-round pick, Doug Nikhazy.
Oh,
3 innings, 6 strikeouts.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
In relief. He's going to be on this team.
Klaus, did he get back on track yesterday? I know he's.
He pitched. Don't ask me how he did. I don't pay any attention.
What inning?
I look at guys.
Two strikeouts.
I look at guys I have concerns about.
He gave up a hit.
Or I have interest in. I have no concerns about Emmanuel Klasek.
Some people were a little concerned during the playoffs, at the end of the playoffs.
Well, it's because he pitched 145 games in the regular season. Just slightly expanded that.
Okay.
I do find it interesting they're bringing him in like the 4th innings, so they make sure he gets his inning in. Not a bad way to go. I think Nikhazy might be a guy who could sneak into that 5th spot in the rotation. I'm wondering if Tristan McKenzie is. I was going to ask Travis about it, but I decided not to. I wonder what happens with Tristan this year. And I also think this.
He's on the edge.
What if he doesn't make the rotation? And
he had options.
Are you going to turn him into a bullpen guy? Are you going to move on from him? What are you going to do?
I mean, he got hurt. Does he need to have the? I mean, maybe
he's pitched in 2 games this spring.
Does he have the surgery finally or no?
Well, if he does, then he's out a year. He apparently is healthy. Apparently,
still kind of wondering why he didn't have surgery last year. Anyone?
Well, because he didn't want to undergo surgery.
I mean, it's
that simple. Though the Tommy John surgery is becoming wildly. What's the word? I won't say successful. It almost works all the time. There's still the chance it doesn't. And some guys just don't want to have their arm cut open.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
And he didn't want to.
He is he avoided arbitration this year. He's arb 3 next year. So
he's also going to turn 28 in August. If he doesn't,
I want that to work out though.
I do too. Yeah, he seems like a great guy. And man, we've seen him pitch well. But you know, you see his body type. And you naturally think, man, that's a lot of skinny to be throwing that hard, you know?
You think it would take its toll on your joints, and it has.
Some pitchers have the expression, mass equals gas.
Ah, I like that.
You know, bigger guys throw harder. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But you would think your body's more designed to throw harder if you got more behind it.
I don't remember that whole... Well, I will say, remember the whole CeCe story where CeCe was like...
CeCe got skinny and he didn't throw as well.
Yeah, he didn't. And CeCe at one point, after he'd signed a big contract, someone said, hey, how much is your contract? He said, how much? He said, yep. And then the person turned back and said, think you could maybe buy an exercise bike in it? And CeCe ended up... CeCe was a way better pitcher when he was bigger. Man, he was a workhorse.
Craig Stadler was a way better golfer when he was bigger.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Isn't it? It's the way you learn to play the game.
Yeah, I guess so. Your body's used
CeCe
to it.
didn't get to the majors pitching as a skinny guy.
Yeah, I mean, he lost all that weight and he just wasn't anywhere near as effective as he was.
See, that's where we want to be. That's where we want to be.
What do you? Well, that's offensive lineman, hey, right? Eat some more steaks.
Yeah, pass the bonbons, please.
So moral of the story is keep an eye on Tugboat and Guardians camp.
Tugboat,
that's
baby.
What we're going with.
Keep Tugboat.
An eye on Tugboat.
Tugboat. What's he weigh, about 280?
Something like that. He's a husky fella.
I love that. I do love that. That's great. You want to talk gas tanks, Andy?
I do. I also have another thing that I've got to talk to you about that kind of bothers me about this weekend.
Really?
I'll tell you about that weekend.
Don't have plans to see each other. That can't be it.
Well, we'll see each other sooner than you think.
On Baskin and Phelps? Oh,
yes.
My goodness. All right, that's coming up.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.